This episode is brought to you by Michigan Economic Development Corporation. In Michigan, you can have both a rewarding career and a quality lifestyle with plentiful career opportunities in world-changing, innovating industries, from electric vehicles to clean energy to biotech, with room for advancement no matter where you are in your career. Plus, Michigan offers a welcoming, beautiful, affordable, and inclusive community for all. Live your best life. You can in Michigan. Visit themichiganlife.org.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 64. 64, 64, 64, Zule. Who remembers that? Did you watch that? Or is that like...
No, I remember it.
Anyway, that is not what the podcast is about. What could tell you at you? It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yeah, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So this is where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of the hottest K-news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, who's pregnant? Who's getting divorced? What's happening?
I'm pregnant. No, I'm not.
Very own Hallyu at you, baby.
Oh my God. Fighting is the first word. Joking. Talking about babies, Big Bang's Taeyang and wife Hyorin welcomes their first child to the world. So Taeyang and Moon Hyorin recently welcomed their son. He was born healthy, and Taeyang is officially the first daddy within Big Bang. I don't know why I said it like that. That was really strange. But yeah, I just like how low-key they are. It's just like, yeah, the baby's here. Baby's healthy, that's it. That's all you need to know. And I respect it. I like that. So congratulations to them both. Hopefully mommy can recover lovely and all that good stuff. Moving on to a BTS, because we got to talk about BTS. So BTS, you know, broke Instagram as they launched their personal Instagram accounts on the 6th of December. But my favorite username has to be Jungkook's, which is ABCD, EFG, HIJK, NMNOP, QRS, TU, V, WXYZ. Why did I forget the alphabet halfway through? That's very worrying. But an update, basically on the 13th of December, Guinness World Records confirmed that BTS's V had broken the world record for the fastest time to reach 1 million and 10 followers on Instagram.
So it reached... Real girl.
I know. So V wrapped up 1 million followers on Instagram in just 43 minutes, and then he wrapped up 10 million in 4 hours and 52 minutes. So...
I'm so dumb.
You know what doesn't surprise me? But anyway, what doesn't surprise me either is all the members currently have over 20 million followers each.
That makes sense.
Which does, as I said, anything BTS do now will not surprise me. I'd be like, yes, because they're BTS. It makes sense. But what cracks me up, I think it was JK, I might be wrong, where people notice, you know, like when people are new to Instagram, their account will say, oh, new profile, new to Instagram or whatever. And I think JK's profile didn't say that. So it's like, he's been lurking.
I think it was like really old as well. I don't remember how old. But it's been there for a while.
So he's been here preying and seeing what all y'all been up to. To be honest, I feel like all of them probably had secret accounts before.
No, V is using Instagram a bit too well. Like, he's doing a little bit too much. And Namjoon's been waiting for this moment. Like, I feel like his entire career has led up to this moment.
Not
like
his entire aesthetic.
Like, I mean, like, he's just been waiting to have this own space of his where he can just share the art, the scenery. I can't wait for the book post. Like, there's
going to be some book posts. I can see that, the book post.
Like, he's been waiting for this.
I see it.
Yeah.
And last but not least, let's talk about some winners of the 2021 Mnet Asian Music Awards, aka MAMA. So on the 11th of December, the MAMA Awards were held, and it was hosted by the Queen, Lee Hyori.
I'm so sorry. When you said the Queen, I thought you meant the actual Queen.
Can you imagine?
I was like, why was that?
And Young Haseo.
Elizabeth. Anyway.
And she's like, I am going to live. I don't know when my days are up. So I'm going to fly to Korea to host the Mum Awards because that makes sense, Shay.
I was like, the queen.
Anyway, oh that'd God. Be hilarious,
honestly.
But anyway, oh yes, yeah, so I'm just going to go through a mention a few of the winners of the night. But before I start going through the winners and stuff, I'm not gonna lie, I haven't seen any I haven't watched any performances or anything. I haven't seen anything. What about you? Have you seen anything?
Beautiful gowns. I've seen like the shortest snippets. But no, I have not watched the entirety of the night, sorry.
Yeah, I haven't. But in my defense, it was my birthday week and I was not on the internet. So absolutely not. I was outside.
In a club.
I was not in a club. Anyway, let's start with Best New Artist Female. So the nominations were Aespa, Joe Yuri, Kwon Eunbi, Lightsome and Stacey. Who do you think won, Shay?
I think it was probably Aespa.
Correct. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, next one was Best New Artist Male. So we had Drippin in hyphen EXX or EPEX or EPEX, Minray and P1 Harmony. Or Miray, sorry. Who do you think won?
My heart is with P1 Harmony, but I think it would have been in hyphen, no?
Correct. Ding, oh ding, God. Ding. Moving on to Best Female Group. So the nominations were G-Idle, Brave Girls, ITZY, Oh My Girl, Red Velvet, and Twice. Who won?
Oh. But this is Best Girl Group?
Best Female Group, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Was it Twice?
Correct.
Oh my
ding,
god.
Ding, ding. That was a tough one, I'm not gonna lie.
Is there a cash prize at the end of this? Because I'm really good.
You'll get a pat on the back.
Ooh, okay.
And a thumbs up. Okay, the next one is Best Male Groups. You have BTS, NCT 127, NCT Dream, 17, Stray Kids, and TXT.
I'm going to say BTS.
Oh my gosh, how did you know? Ding, ding,
okay.
Ding. Next one is Best Female Artist. So nominations are Haze, IU, Blackpink's Lisa, Blackpink's Rosé, or Girls' Generation's Taeyeon.
Our queen, IU.
Correct. Ding, ding, ding. Next one is... You're doing too good at this.
It was like I was there. Like, it's mad.
Next one is Best Male Artist. So the nominations are EXO's Baekhyun, EXO's Dio, EXO's Kai, Kang Daniel, and Lee Yu Jin. So who took it?
Well, EXO in some form. Okay. Maybe Baekhyun?
Correct.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay, next one is Best Dance Performance Solo. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Hyuna, I'm Not Cool, Blackpink's Lalisa, Blackpink's Rosé's On the Ground, Somi's Dum Dum, Girls' Generation's Taeyeon's Weekend, and EXO's Baekhyun's Bambi.
That was a lot of options.
So basically Bambi, I'm Not Cool, Lalisa, On the Ground, Dum Dum, or Weekend.
I think it would have been Lisa.
No, it was actually Rosé.
Really?
I know, and let's talk about that because I don't understand how that won. No disrespect to Rosé.
I feel this like the category was
best dance performance.
Ah, it was a great because I thought it would have been more from a perspective of dances that people can replicate, like ones that people would have done and stuff. Mm. But okay.
Interesting, but congratulations. I don't want to throw shade. I'm not throwing shade. I'm just surprised.
Yeah.
Okay, so next one is Best Dance Performance for a Female Group. Okay. So we have Aespa, Next Level, ITZY, In the Morning, Oh My Girl, Dun Dun Dance, Red Velvet, Queendom, Stacey, ASAP, and Twice, Alcohol Free.
Oh my God. These are...
Yes.
Oh, I think it would have been Aespa.
Correct.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding. That makes sense to me, but that was a tough, that was a little tough.
Yeah.
If anyone won that, I wouldn't have blinked an eyelid. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know if Red Velvet's Queendom was that catchy, per se, but it's not about the best catchy dance, so either way.
Hmm.
And best dance performance for a male group. So the nominations are Stray Kids, Thunderous, Shiny, Don't Call Me, 17, Ready to Love, NCT Dream, Hot Sauce, NCT 127 Sticker, and BTS Butter.
Was it NCT Dream, maybe?
I would have given it to NCT Dream or Shiny. Actually, yeah. I would have given it to anyone but BTS, but BTS won.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I don't think they should have won that, though. Not saying that the dance wasn't good, but compared to everything else.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense to me. But anyway.
Because Hot Sauce, that was a moment.
That was a moment. Yeah, it was. It was a moment. It was. Of course, BTS won all the four big awards the day sang. So the Artist of the Year, Song of the Year for Butter, Album of the Year for B, and Worldwide Icon of the Year, which obviously that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, congratulations to all the winners.
Yes,
and well, let us know what performances you like. We can't comment at the moment because we haven't seen any. But if you recommend some, we might go back and look at them. But to be honest, from when I said about the lineup, remember like it was like 2 weeks ago or something like that, when I was like, this person, no one really, I was like, I need to see this. Like nothing was like, I want to see this. Like I want to watch this stage. Like, So I would have only watched something if I came across it like on my feed, like as you said, little clips or something like that.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have like gone up my way on YouTube or something to watch like the full thing unless the little clip caught my attention.
Exactly. And I think they had like a whole TikTok moment because I think that's where I was seeing most snippets of content, like the actual Mama page on TikTok. They were forcing idols, not forcing, but they were getting idols to do like TikTok trends and stuff on their page. But one person that I'm quite like, not person, one group that I'm surprised didn't win anything, who I saw a snippet of their performance and it looked amazing, was ITZY. What's her name? Is it Renjun?
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, so she had like this whole moment where she was like acting. There was like parkour and stunts.
Parkour.
Like it was amazing. And even I think it was just before they went into the song, so it was her like little acting moment. They had the actor from Squid Games, you know, the guy that was like the mafia boss one.
The mafia boss.
Yeah.
I am done. Interesting. But that's all I have for Hot Topics. Hot Topics. Again, as we said before, if there's any performances you want us to watch or talk about or anything you want to comment on, hit us up on social media at @you.
This episode is brought to you by Michigan Economic Development Corporation. In Michigan, you can have both a rewarding career and a quality lifestyle with plentiful career opportunities in world-changing, innovating industries, from electric vehicles to clean energy to biotech, with room for advancement no matter where you are in your career. Plus, Michigan offers a welcoming, beautiful, affordable, and inclusive community for all. Live your best life. You can in Michigan. Visit themichiganlife.org.
Moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea, games, updates, your life story, I don't know. Send it all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you could go to kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou to submit a form. But anyway, Shay, take it away.
Okay, come through vocals, but okay. So our very first unpopular opinion for today is two things. ITZY and Stray Kids owned Mama this year, Fight Me, and My Universe was the only BTS song I liked in 2021.
Oh no.
Okay, so first part, ITZY and Stray Kids.
No. I'm saying oh no because I can't actually answer any of this.
Me neither.
because, as we said prior, we haven't watched any. So, okay, this is going to be our homework, Shay.
Yeah.
Write this down. Come on, Shay, we got to do it. We're going to go and we're going to watch ITZY and Stray Kids' performance. Okay?
Okay.
Obviously, we can't compare it to everyone else because I'm not sitting through watching everyone's performances.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. I'm sorry. I'm just saying that now. So we'll watch ITZY's and we'll watch Stray Kids and we'll come back and we'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of My Universe, the song, I've heard snippets. It did not entice me. Like, I don't hate the song. It just did not entice me. Didn't seem like a bit of me. Mm-hmm. So I didn't listen to the song in its entirety. So I wouldn't know. Sorry.
Yeah. So we have homework definitely for the beginning. I saw the acting part of ITZY's performance and I was like, oh my gosh, amazing. But we'll get back to you on that one. And I also haven't listened to the entirety of My Universe. Like, I know the chorus, like, in my head, but it was real to me. And I don't think I'd be able to compare it to all of BTS's releases from this year, because...
What did BTS release this year? Was Butter this year?
Permission to Dance. But I'm sure Butter was this year. Permission to Dance.
Okay, so is it just those two? Because Dynamite was
in something else.
Dynamite wasn't this year, was it? That was last year.
I don't
right?
think so.
Because those are only two I can. Because I don't. No offense to BTS or ARMYs, don't come for me. I ain't got time. Yeah, I didn't really care for Permission to Dance. And I. What was the other one? But it was okay.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I just realized best BTS song release of this year is the Tuna song by Jin.
What's that? I don't follow BTS like that.
I don't either. Like, it somehow found its way to me. But I think around Jin's birthday, I think one of his hobbies must be fishing or something. And he made a song that's, like, about catching fish.
Oh, okay.
And there's, like, a whole dance to it. It is giving Baby Shark energy.
Right.
And I love it. And he made it as a joke. But people made it trend, obviously, because he's Jin. And, like, it was on the news and stuff. And he was like, guys, like, can you... I think he posted on Weverse or something that he was like, guys, like, calm down. Otherwise, like, the company will make me do more or, like, make him release more content around it. But, that would be my favorite BTS song from the year.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Thank you.
So that's that. We'll circle back to the beginning part. All right, this next person said, following the recent BTS concert, I realized that I had a new pet peeve. I feel like people shouldn't go to concerts if they don't know at least 2 to 3 songs from each album, because how are most of you silent during Save Me and other songs?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I heard that most people were quiet during their older stuff. But when people originally said their older stuff, I thought they meant like old stuff, like...
Like first, Drake Gopa.
Yeah, like... No, even before that, like, even then, I can understand, but, like, first album, like, Bulletproof album, No More Dreams album, that. Then I'm like, okay, I get it, because, you know, some people don't. To me personally, if I like an artist that much, I'm going to listen to everything. I may not like everything, that's not what I'm saying, but, because even, like, sometimes there might be songs of an artist that I don't like, but when I hear it live, I'm still like, oh... La 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 la, even though, like, I personally don't listen to this song, but I still know what it is.
Yeah. Like, Dropping was great live.
Like, that's a fair point, because Dropping was not a bit of me. Like, it wasn't bad. It's just like, I was like, this is definitely a song for a movie. Like, it's not a song that I'm like
it's car advert music.
Yeah, like, it wasn't a song where I would just be like, oh, I'm going to drop tonight. But live, it made sense, and me and Shay were there Dropping away.
Yes.
And we're like, this is the best song in the universe right now. And amazing. We were Dropping.
Yes.
Beautiful gowns. But yeah, that's wild to me. But I don't think it should be a requirement, because people enjoy an artist how they enjoy the artist. Because there have been times where, for example, my friend is going to a concert and I don't really know, I know of the artist and I know the odd 1 or 2 songs and I still buy a ticket to go. But I do kind of, I won't like binge their old stuff, but like I'll binge like their most recent stuff, maybe a few old things. But then when I'm there, it's like, oh, this is nice. What song is this? What song is that? Mm. And then afterwards, I'm like a bigger fan, or I become a fan, and exactly, then I go yeah. back. So it might be a case of that, but it seems like there's too many people that don't know that.
Yeah, because from what I saw, at least where I get all my really reliable information, TikTok, people were quite upset because it was a lot of these quote-unquote fans, and not denouncing their fanliness because they don't know all the songs, but these fans that were like, oh my gosh, like I'm a mega army, and other armies.
Sounds like a Transformer, sorry.
I'm so done. I'm sorry. Yeah, some people are like, by those people going, they took the opportunity to tend away from other armies that have maybe been armies for longer and know more of the songs. Because if you're just going to the concert, I can't tell you not to go because you only know one song. That might be your dream to sing that one song.
Yeah, it's true.
But some people felt as though like, oh, like I make the effort to like support their music, I know more of their songs, and you've literally just taken that opportunity from me just to sing But Alive. So I can understand both sides, like you can't validate a fan because they don't know that much, but I get both sides.
I think what it is as well, because BTS have experimented a lot, and if we go from like Butter, or even My Universe, from what I heard, My Universe is very different from Bulletproof. So I doubt, unless like... So I doubt, unless your taste is very diverse, if you like that side of BTS, you're probably not as much of a big fan of that, this side of BTS. Does that make sense? And I feel like because BTS have gained popularity through their, you know, their recent stuff, like in sheer numbers quite quickly. When I say quickly, I mean like not quickly because they've been here for a while, but I mean in terms of numbers, it's like, it's not like, oh, one or two people every year. It's like a couple million every year.
It's like someone going viral. Like people might know that they went viral for this like one type of content, but everything they had in their roster prior to that, like people might not make the effort to go look at that, or that might not be a bit of them. So I get both sides, but I think just don't be like, oh, I'm the best army in the world, I know everything, blah blah blah, because it kind of invalidates the people that actually know the stuff.
Yeah, I get it though.
But everyone have a good time, be nice. But I think also from an, just as we wrap this one up, also from an artist's perspective, I'm trying to think, like, you're performing and then you point the mic out and no one knows the words to like the majority of the songs you're performing. I think that's gonna, not saying that BTS gonna lose any sleep over it, but that would also be somewhat disheartening in a way.
I think what would be disheartening for is for the fans that actually like their older stuff. And I guess it comes from a place they're scared that because it's not getting the reaction that it should, that when they do have future tours or whatever, they're probably not going to do their older stuff anymore. Yeah. Because it's not getting that reaction. And especially if you are a fan that prefers their older stuff, you kind of lose out in a sense.
Exactly, yeah.
Because I feel like it would be very risky for me. I feel like I was a bigger, I wouldn't even call myself like a big, big fan in the first place because I was kind of kidnapped into this BTS hole. But if I had to go to a concert, I would want them to, I know it's unlikely for any artist to just start performing throwback songs because that's the odd one or two, yes, but like not like a whole album's worth. Yeah, it'd be a bit disheartening if they stopped. And I think maybe that's where this opinion's coming from.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I get it. But yeah, I guess we see both sides, but just be mindful, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. And then on to our last unpopular opinion for today. This person said, I hope that Stacey don't become the next CLC, like having a few bangers and then disappearing off the face of the earth.
I think it's too early to talk about Stacey becoming CLC. Because I feel like, and I could be wrong, and I've never really followed CLC closely, but I do remember when they debuted, it did not have the same impact as Stacey's debut. and they kind of went quiet for a bit, and then they had that
their
song,
rebrand.
Oh, no, wanna, wanna, me, 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 song, and that's what propelled them. But then again, it's Cube. it's Cube. The Cube didn't do nothing, and then they debuted G-Idle and that whole mess. But
yeah. Wait, because when CLC had that, like, I guess, rebrand, it had something to do with Hyuna, right? I don't know if she was, like, creative directing or, like, leading them or something.
I think she helped write the song or produce the song or something like that. Or, I don't know, it was something along that line, those lines anyway.
Yeah, let's not jinx Stacey. Fingers crossed. Yeah, and then moving on, we have a game today.
Ooh, games time.
So someone requested that we bring back Date, Marry, or Leave on Red.
Oh, no.
I feel like I should copyright that. That's a really good title. But anyway. So our first options are so random, but okay. Kai, Shotaro and Jimin.
What
is Date, Marry, Leave on Red? That is so random.
This is really random. I would marry Kai.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun. I would. Okay, this is going to be controversial. I will date Shotaro. And I'll leave Jimin on Red. But that's because, don't worry, Jimin will get B words. I was going to say it. I don't know if I did.
Okay. Okay, we get it. okay, I would also marry Kai, of course. See, this is weird for me because there's a family tree involved.
Oh, gosh.
I adopted Shotaro, so I'm going to have to leave baby boy on Red because that. No. I'm going to date Jimin just for the experience to add it to my CV. And it just seems like an accolade. So I'm going to do that. Yeah. Okay.
For the CV. Okay.
For the CV. For the vibes, the CV. Okay. Our next options are Sana, Momo, and Lisa.
Okay. I'll marry Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
I would date Momo and I'll leave Sana on Red. I'm sorry.
Oh my god. Okay. I would date, I would marry Momo.
Mm-hmm.
I would date Sana and I would leave Lisa on Red. Like, I just don't see it working. Like, she's so busy. I feel like there won't be enough attention. So yeah. Okay. Our next options are V, Chan, from Stray Kids, and I Am.
From Monster X?
Yeah.
I think I would marry I Am.
Okay.
For that weird vibe. I would date V for Bantz. Because I just want to know what's going on in his head.
I'm so done. What,
like, what happens in there? What's going on in your mind? Chan, I'm sorry. Nothing personal. He just seems like a child to me.
Okay, all right. I would date V. Okay. I would have married him, but
he ran off or something.
Now he has Instagram, and there's gonna be Instagram models in his DMs, I can't deal with that. So I'm gonna date V. We'll see how that goes.
Okay.
Probably marry Chen. Chan, because I remember this one clip of him doing like one of his V lives. And someone was like, oh, Chan, I'm on my period. And he was like, oh, make sure you keep your stomach warm and, like, make sure you eat something warm so he could take care of you.
Shay, the boss of law. That's not.
And I would leave I Am on Red. I don't know enough about him.
Okay.
So. Yeah. All right. Our next options are Chanyeol, Jackson, and Jaehyun.
Okay. If you could see my face right now. I would marry Jaehyun.
Okay.
I'm going to date Chanyeol because I'm intrigued. I'm leaving Jackson on Red because that chapter of my life, we've moved on.
They had a civil divorce.
We've had a divorce, so...
I think I would have to marry Chanyeol because like all the idols out there, he was my Choksarang. He was my first love in high school.
I'm done. So,
like, he was my first bias, so I have to be loyal to that.
That's fair. I did not know that. Fun facts.
Exactly. Okay, more fun facts about why Chandu was my bias. Yes, I loved him and, like, we vibed and we had our moments, but he was also the tallest member and I was the tallest person in my friendship group. Oh, so gosh. I was just like, when you crunch the numbers, it makes sense.
Right.
I would date Jaehyun and I would leave Jackson on red. I'm sorry. We could be friends.
We'd be right.
Yeah. And then I think our last options are really going to leave you shocked.
Is it going to shake the table?
It's going to shake the boat.
Oh, the boat.
So we got JYP.
Oh.
Isuman.
Oh.
And Bang PD.
For goodness sake, guys. Well, if Shari was here, she would marry JYP in a heartbeat.
She would. Can I plead the fifth?
No, you got to answer it. Who would I marry?
You know what? I'm going to take one for the team. I'm going to marry Isuman because of proximity.
I was going to say that. Go ahead.
Like, I could just casually be around, then eventually divorce him, marry one of the NCT members, and call it a day.
I'm done.
But... I would probably date Bang PD because he would just probably like pimp you out. You can go to the BTS concert. Not pimp. I mean, get you like cool, like swag from all the groups and stuff.
Okay, that's very different from pimping you out.
Okay, sorry, guys. And I would leave JYP on red. I feel like he would like force feed me organic food and like try and make me be one of the backup dancers on like his performances.
I might date JYP.
I'm so done.
No, I think should I marry JYP? Should I marry him?
That's something I never thought I would hear come out.
That kind of sounds lit when you say it like that. I feel like I don't mind being Candy. I could be like the leading girl in all his music videos and yeah, that seems like fun, man.
So you'd be there up on stage living life with him.
Yeah, and I'll be like shake that there, one... booty.
I'll be that one, like, Jackson clip, like, just in shock.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll marry JYP, and I'm going to... Oh, who should I date? I'll date Isuman.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still texting Bang PD. I'm not even in red. He seems like he's funny.
Okay. Well, that's that. That was interesting. Okay, yeah, thanks for those, guys. If you want to send us more, you can send them to us on socials or... email them to us or leave them on Shanice's website at kpopbox.hallyouatyou.co.uk.
Not in that order though.
Not that order. See, I'm not here.
kpopbox.co.uk/hallyouatyou. Not what she said. I don't know what that was.
But the last one just really threw me. Okay, that's that. Let us know who you would date, marry, or leave on red.
Yeah, especially the last one. I want to know.
Who are you picking? Okay, so now it's time for On the Radar. So this is where me and Shanice will let you know if there's been anything we've been watching, listening to, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
I have two things on my radar because obviously we weren't here last week. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to give people an update. Shanice found her way inside a CL concert. Remember how I was ranting about 2 weeks straight? So what had happened was I found a ticket. Yeah, so somebody was selling a ticket and I was able to get it and I was in the front and I was like, CL, we've been waiting for you. She's like, I've been waiting for this moment too. I was like, yes, queen, yes. It was such a great show. I actually did a mini vlog on my TikTok. Come on, content queen. Even though it's only content. But content queen. on my TikTok, so if you want to see that, go to at kpopbox_. Yeah, you can see that there. Also on my radar, well, it's a little discussion that me and you had actually, Shay, that I was gonna bring up anyway, but I guess we're just gonna repeat ourselves, I guess, was this whole like Little Cherry Afrobeat song slash the Pimlico song and thoughts and feelings on that. I don't know if you want to say you're on the radar first, because I don't know how long or short it is.
Oh, no, we can discuss this. I'll do my on the radar after.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So if you guys are confused, maybe a couple weeks ago, whatever, Pimlico's song Bola, I think it's called, was like trending on TikTok, and there was this whole discourse of, is it appreciation, is it appropriation, because basically it had like this Afro beat kind of vibe, and I think he sung a bit of Pigeon in there. I can't remember, I could be wrong. He said that he's been very inspired by like Nigerian artists and stuff like that. And, you know, there's like two spectrums of it within the diaspora, where there's others that are like, oh no, he's appreciating, this is great. And then there's others that are like, no, I don't like this. This is, it makes me feel a bit. Personally, how I feel about this particular song, before I speak about Little Cherry, was, I think it's a vibe, I think it's a bop, but I also know it's not really my place to be like, red hair, because even though I'm black, all black is not the same shade, honey, and not the same thing. Okay, let's start there. So if a Nigerian comes to me and like, you know what, then you know, we can agree to disagree, but I'm not gonna like put down someone else's opinion or whatever, right? I personally feel like it is like an appreciation thing, and I as I said to Shay before, I feel like some people's arguments, not everyone's, but the argument that I've seen for the other side, the appropriation side, is basically taking into account things that he's done before. So he has had dreads before, which is problematic. And it's just like, I can't stay here and be like, but he apologized. I don't know if he's apologized or whatever or whatnot. Like, I don't know that. But what I was saying to Shay is, two things can be right at the same time. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like people have to remember, and again, I'm not trying to give him a pass or anything like that, but people have to remember that people are complex, and sometimes people are doing things out of appreciation, even though they should not be doing it. And as I said, you can be angry at someone and still appreciate something else that they've done as well, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Before I talk about Little Cherry, what did you think about that particular song? And then we could talk about Little Cherry.
I've actually not listened to the whole thing. I've only seen snippets.
Okay, yeah.
Through TikTok. I think overall, like you said, people are complex. We can't define people by some mistakes, and it goes the other way as well. It sometimes tends to make me a bit uncomfy, because I just think of, like, I don't know. Sometimes, like, people know how to say the right words so that they can do their little moment, and that's it. I don't know. It just makes me feel uncomfy. Like you said, we can't judge everyone. And just because it isn't my cup of tea or my favorite thing doesn't mean someone else isn't allowed to like it. But, yeah, you can talk about Cherry, Lady Cherry.
Okay, so Little Cherry has jumped on a wave, because I guess this is blown up. And I think this is why it makes me feel icky. But then I guess it's like a double-edged sword, because it's just like, as I said to Shay when we had this conversation earlier, because of the internet, the world is smaller, and we are all influenced by different things from around the world. So they may generally have an interest within Afro beats or whatever. But the thing is with Little Cherry, I just find the Little Cherry persona as a joke. Like, everything is a joke. Hence why I can't take this seriously, in a sense of she's appreciating it. Like, I just feel like she saw, bear in mind, let's for perspective kind of thing. So Pimlico's song is actually not that new. It's new-ish. In a sense, it came out a couple months ago. But in the grand scheme of things, it's not new. It's just like one of those random songs that just randomly blew up on TikTok. So the reason why I find that a bit more digestible is because I feel like there was a general appreciation. Whether you agree or not, that's fine. But I felt like there's a genuine like appreciation for it. And he did it because he was either listening to Afrobeats at that time or whatever. So he wanted to kind of like, oh, like, I want to make a song like this. Whereas Little Cherry, I feel like she's just jumping on the wave because I know she lurks on the TikTok streets. Like, it's not shocking.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, I just feel like her whole persona is a joke because if you see certain interviews of her talking and stuff like that, she's normal. So it's just like, yeah, it just seems like a character. And I think that's why her song kind of rubs me the wrong way. But then I've also heard the other side where I think I saw one TikTok or something where one girl was like, the reason why she prefers the Little Cherry over the other song, or she doesn't mind it as much, is because I think the beat was produced by a Nigerian producer.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying, unlike Pimlico, like, she's not trying to like force this accent or insert pigeon or whatever, like, she didn't change up her accent or anything, and she's sticking to her signature sound. So she was like, she's still being herself, if that makes sense, on top of a Afro beat.
Yeah. See, like, both sides have their own points. That's why I'm just like, leave it alone. Because the lines become blurred, and then you're gonna have other artists that do something else, and then it's another CA situation, and this one didn't do it that bad, and this one meant well, and I'm just leave it alone, please.
I just think the reason why it's so icky, because, yeah, sorry, I'm like, my head's all over the place, because I also said to Shay as well that, of course, like, Black people are not a monolith. No one is. Like, no one community is, like, all thinks the same way. But I think, because I think West, like, the West will think of it one way and other countries will think of it in a different way. Because I was saying to Shay, especially us that are, like, in the UK, US, when things are mimicked, right, we don't get the credit.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, or when we do it, as you said before, Shay, like, if we do something, it's ghetto, it's low class, it's trashy. But then Hillary from Massachusetts does exactly the same thing. She takes credit for it and everyone's loving it, lapping it up, and she makes millions off it. And it's just like, every time someone wants to, I guess, sample what's at our table, everyone's like, we're quite guarded about it, in a sense of, you're going to do the same thing that every Tom, Dick and Harry has done before you. And then, especially, like, their communities could have, like, again, of doing other problematic things, whether that's hairstyles or dances or whatever. And then I was saying, but then from the other side, like, for example, I was saying, if we take Jamaica, for example, right? So I guess Jamaica's like the wrong example to use because they're quite multicultural. But of course, when people think of Jamaica, they mainly think Black people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think when Jamaicans see other cultures doing like dance hall or bashment or whatever, they're like, wow, that's amazing. Like, we're worldwide, we're international. They're loving what we do. Do you get what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they just view it as like appreciation because they don't see the other side of people just ripping it off, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good point. Like, sometimes people that actually still within that culture or that country or the place will just see it as like, wow, like the reach that our culture's having, or X, Y, and Z is picking it up. But then there's us that's sort of like in the Western bubble of being in touch with our culture, and still like we're in that weird middle place where we're a bit more protective because of how we've seen it be taken advantage of. And I think the best way, not around it, but the best way forward, and I would have felt a bit more comfortable, is if some of these artists reach out to, I'm not saying that everyone has WizKid's number, like he's a world artist, like he's super big, but you could have reached out to like an upcoming Nigerian artist, done a collab song with them, because that would make sense. And then I create some other songs around it as well. My issue is usually that link, like, are you doing this to help? Go on.
Well, I guess with what you're saying then, because of, I don't know if this is true in the sense of the producer of the Little Cherry song, like, I don't know that, but I guess if it is true, then technically Little Cherry is doing that, in a sense of she is working with someone within that community.
I guess.
And that's what it gets. That's where it gets icky as well, because like there's certain, like, people may hear certain like K-pop songs or whatever, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, like, what are they trying to do? Like, are they trying to be black? Or what's going on? Or whatever. But then a whole black man or a whole black woman or a whole black person have either produced, written, or both that song. So, of course, that's what oozes out. And it's not that that group is trying to, quote, unquote, act black or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still... That's what I'm saying. It's very sticky. And I think
I guess with K-pop as a whole, we know that there are a ton of black producers, writers and stuff. So we know there are people on the teams behind the scenes. But my thing is not telling your producer to come up and be in the music video, but also going that extra step to maybe reach out to an upcoming Nigerian artist and having them feature on the song. So it's more of a forefront thing, because we can always say, oh, we've got this person on our team, or the back end team is super diverse. But I think it's also sharing your platform. If you're going to be profiting off of someone's culture or something like that, also giving them a platform to be seen as well.
Yeah.
That's where I sort of lie, or just leave it alone.
I get what you mean. I feel like as well, what you were saying about the reason why, I guess, you could argue, oh, you lot are so touchy about it, it's just this or whatever. I feel like I only could talk for the... I have, like, so many conversations happening in my head. Okay, I feel like there's this thing where we feel like don't belong anywhere, and I feel like it's kind of heightened in the US, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of, yeah, I was born here, my parents were born here. When I say here, I'm in the UK. But there's still a part of me that feels like I'm not, like, I feel like I'm not meant to be here. But then if I go back to, whether my mom's side, Barbados, if I go back to Jamaica or my dad's side, like, I don't feel like I belong there either. Because you're in this weird limbo state. And you're trying to, I guess, hold on to parts of your culture that you know. Or in terms of, you know, if you're in the US, obviously, like, generations of your family, technically, your generations of your family have been born in America. You are an American, but your environment doesn't make you feel like you're meant to be there just because you look black or whatever. But then, you know, if just say you do your ancestry or whatever, and you're like, okay, I'm from this region. If you go back to, I don't know, say Ghana, for example, you're not going to feel like you belong there because you don't belong there.
I'm so sorry. This is a wonderful conversation. But my head went like, Ghana. Doesn't ring a bell.
But do you get what I mean?
Like, yeah.
And then because, you know, especially with Black Americans, I get why they get so passionate about it, because they have created a whole culture, and then it's kind of like, again, ripped off. So then now they feel like, you know what, maybe we should start gatekeeping things because you lot are rude.
Yeah, it's a sticky one. And I think this is a conversation, maybe if you guys want it, let us know, but we could try and turn this into a conversation, like getting some like people from different backgrounds involved and turning this into a bigger conversation, because two perspectives alone, especially both of us being from predominantly Caribbean or Afro-Caribbean backgrounds here in the UK, our perspective is going to be limited. So I think this could potentially be a conversation we could branch out and gather perspectives around. But I think as long as things are done with good intent, in a non-malicious way, in a respectful way, and paying homage to wherever you're getting something from, I think, the rest... I don't know.
But anyway, what was on your radar?
What was on my radar? Kai.
Kai.
I said that in a very calm manner. Kai. Just regular day. No, because of Peaches.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Yeah, it's just, it's very beautiful to me. That's all. Thank you.
It's very beautiful to me.
And you know what the ironic thing is?
What?
Like, I really like Kai. Like, I think he's an amazing performer.
Really? I would have never guessed.
I know. I'm really low-key about it. But I'm not going to say if. When I meet him one day, I'm going to act like I don't know him. You make music? What's music?
Oh,
what
my is that? Gosh.
So, I don't know. Anyway.
It's going to be nice when you meet him at my wedding. That's crazy. But anyway, thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
Oh my god. And remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, or requests to halyut@gmail.com. Leave them on Shanice's website anonymously, which is kpopbox.co.uk/halyuatyou.
Yay!
Send them to us on socials.
Yay, she did it. I'm Shanice from kpopbox. You can follow me on Twitter, YouTube, TikTok. Side note, I'm gonna try and make content. I don't know what this content is. I really need your help, guys. I'm in a crisis, okay? Without going into detail, I'm in a crisis. I need your help. Just watch the video when you wake up. Watch it on your phone at the same time. Please like it and stuff. It's really hard out here. Anyway, but yeah, that's at kpopbox_.
My face. And I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me on TikTok at @thekway_ or on Instagram at @thekway_100.
Yay! And until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.